Welcome everybody again to the PPS teleconference, and welcome Schumann Concept members who had the opportunity to jump on today too. I really appreciate the support. I think these teleconferences, we've been going on for 3 months now, and they're going fantastic. We're getting a lot of feedback. Please keep sending in your feedback. We always want to make sure that we are providing you guys with a valuable service. If there's a specific subject that you'd like to see in an upcoming teleconference, please shoot me over an email, give me a call, and let me know. I want to make sure, again, that we're giving you guys material that directly affects your martial arts business. We decided to use the leadership team this month because that's been one of the biggest requests lately. Having a leadership team is very important to your school. I think one of the reasons why it was a big request is because if you execute a leadership team the right way, it has a tremendous effect on the success of your business. At the same time, if you execute a leadership team the wrong way, it can be more headaches than what it's worth. I myself have been in this situation. I've owned and operated 4 martial arts schools. I'm about to open up my 5th one. In the past, at one point, I had over 50 leadership team members who basically, they were my high-ranking students, who said, "Look, Ms. Schumann, I'd love to come teach at your school." And I said, "Sure, just show up in your uniform whenever you get a chance, and I'm going to put you to work." Well, that was just such a huge backfire, because eventually what happened was is I would have 20 kids show up for one class and want to help out. And, of course, me being a greedy instructor I am, I usually just run the entire class, and I don't really give my leadership team members any kind of specific duties, or I have in the past. So basically they would stand around just kind of looking at the ceiling, and it kind of had a retroactive effect on the entire martial arts environment. So once we created a really good structure for our leadership team program and our leadership team members, we noticed that it directly had a tremendous effect on the success of our school, because it made our school look very organized, it made it look really structured, and also we really were building some fantastic leaders. My leadership team is my pride and joy. I can't say enough about how proud I am to see a young student, from a young kid to an adult, being on the floor, positively interacting with other students in a good leadership manner. It really is very rewarding to me. So let's go ahead and get down to business. The first thing you want to do when we're talking about leadership team is you want to have a leadership program. You want to have some kind of leadership class, workshop, seminar in place. If not, you're always going to be spinning your wheels, and it's just going to open you up for just a lot of confusion and a lot of problems down the road. Maybe not immediately, but it will happen. Like I said, I've been in a situation where I've had 50 people on my leadership team, and they just kind of showed up whenever they wanted, and they didn't really know what in the world they were supposed to do on the floor, and I didn't know what in the world I was supposed to make them do. So they just kind of showed up and looked cool because they were helping out, and really they maybe helped out for 5 minutes, and that's about all they could really contribute because I didn't have any organized structure. So going back, yeah, you should have a leadership program put in place, some kind of class. You can have it on a weekly basis or a monthly basis. Me personally, my leadership class is once per week, and it's not a regular class. It's only a half hour long. It's short and sweet and to the point. Now, the way I organize my leadership team program, which is different from what I've done in the past, is now my leadership program is all based on building a good leader, not directly related to being an assistant instructor on the floor, but directly related to being a good leader at home, at school, in the dojo, out with their friends, in the community, wherever. So basically what I said is, the problem I was having in the past is I would run a leadership program where I just taught how to teach drills and how to work in a classroom. And that was really good. It helped me take another step up in my leadership team, and I started building some really good assistant instructors. But the problem was, is as primarily the teenagers, as they were in the program for about a year, and they were in my leadership class, and they learned how to run drills and run the students through an entire class, and their classroom management skills were good, them themselves or their mom and their dad would start coming up to me and saying, "You know, Carlos has been on your leadership team for about a year and a half now. He's 14 years old. He comes in and he helps out every day. When are you going to start paying him?" And I started getting it more and more and more. And to me, it was just almost very overwhelming. And one point, I had 20 staff members on payroll, and I couldn't afford to pay my teenagers, but I found that my teenagers were some of my best instructors, so I didn't understand how to balance that out. So I went back to the drawing board, and I said, let me do this. Let me create a leadership program that builds good leadership skills I'm selling the program. I'm charging a price for this actual class, and what I'm selling is I'm selling the benefit of them building leadership skills. And those leadership skills are going to help them at school, and they're going to help them at home, and they're going to help them with their friends and in their community. And after they've been in my leadership program for a certain period of time, they can apply to be on my leadership team or my instructor team and use that instructor team as an opportunity to apply the skills that they're learning in class. I hope that makes sense, and I'll probably rephrase that in a second here. But again, now my leadership team is not, hey, you guys, when you get to a certain rank, come on and join my team so you can help me on the classroom floor. Now it's like, hey, guys, I have this fantastic program, this weekly class where I'm going to teach you how to be a fantastic leader. And then after you've been in a certain period of time and you build really good leadership skills, I'm going to allow you the opportunity to apply to be on my team so that you can use my martial arts classroom environment as a way to learn how to apply those leadership skills. And it's kind of transformational vocabulary, and it works great. So let's go into the leadership topics. Now that you're saying, okay, well, then what do I do in my leadership classes? Here's a couple of ideas on the report. Each week, talk about some different topic about being a leader. There's so much information out there that you can gather. It's not very hard to do. Suggested topics are listed right here. 10 qualities of a leader. You can spend a half an hour just talking about all the different qualities of being a leader. Mastering change, having a good sense of humor, being persistent, having a vision, all those things. And you're discussing in that class how they apply to school, how they apply to work, how they apply at home with their friends, how they apply in the community. You're not necessarily talking about how they apply in the martial arts classroom, because you don't have to, because if they know how they apply everywhere else, it's kind of standard that they're going to figure out how it applies to the martial arts classroom when it comes to them being an instructor. Other topics, the difference between authority versus influence. This is one of my biggest topics that I like to talk about. I like to talk about the difference between being a bossy person and just being a good influence. You know, for example, a teacher who tells you this is what you have to do and you have to follow these directions and you have to listen to me, that's an authoritative figure. The difference is between an authoritative person and an influential person is an influential person uses that creation. This is why you're studying, because this is what's going to happen if you do study. It's going to make you smarter. It's going to open up a lot more opportunities. And really showing them the difference between being an authoritative person and an influential person, that's a very important one. Of course, other skills are listed here. Listening blocks, active listening, nonverbal communication, verbal feedback. You can see there's 12 topics right here. If you're teaching one class per week, it's half hour long, and you have these 12 topics, and you have a good class planner based on these 12 topics, well, that's 3 months worth of material. Then you could just rotate that material. And that's a lot of value right there. Okay? Now, once you get all of your topics and your class planners put together, then you can create an opportunity or a structured, organized method for creating a leadership team. Here's some ideas on how you make that work. The idea number one, each potential member needs to have an instructor sponsor, and they must also fill out an application before they can participate on your leadership team. If any one of my students with a great attitude, if they wanted to come hop out in class, I said, sure, just show up at this date and this time. Again, like I said, that can be very retroactive down the road. Maybe not immediately, but it will happen down the road. And trust me, it's not a pretty picture. So what I do now is if one student wants to be on a leadership team, well, first of all, they have to get one of my staff members or my instructors to sponsor them. Okay, that way it takes out all the legwork for me. And it also puts that instructor directly responsible for them. That way, if the student does get, say, for example, Mr. Fierro, who's one of my instructors, if he sponsors Johnny, Johnny fills out his application, I review the application, and I approve him, and then Johnny doesn't come to his regular classes, or Johnny is inconsistent to his leadership classes, or whatever it may be, I can look at Mr. Fierro and say, hey, you signed saying that this guy, you vouched for this guy saying that he's cool, he applies to this team, and what's up? He's not following on his responsibilities. Now Mr. Fierro, he's the one who has to go and take care of that. So that works really well, especially when you have already a good instructor team in place. If you don't at first, that's a little bit harder, but ultimately that's where you want to go in that direction. The application, of course, just fills out. They have to sign saying, I do have reliable transportation. Yes, I will make my regular classes. Yes, I will still come to the leadership team classes so I can consistently build my leadership skills, and so forth. There's even a leadership team code of ethics on the application, and then they have to sign that and turn that in. If you don't have the application yet, email me, melody@ppsbilling.com. if you're a Schumann Concept member, Melody at SchumannConcept.com, and I'll send you a copy of my application. Make your job a lot easier. Okay, so now say Johnny gets Mr. Fierro to sponsor him. He fills out the application. I look at it. I approve him. Now what he does is he goes through a probationary period for 30 days before he's actually an official leadership team member. That gives me an opportunity to not only watch his habits over the 30 days, but also build habits. Because, again, before, like I said, if somebody wanted to teach in my class, I said, sure, just show up, wear your uniform, come in and come help. And usually, and within that 30 days, maybe they were very motivated and they just came in whenever they wanted, maybe they weren't. During this 30-day probationary period, I'm going to watch them and I'm going to say, look, you need to come to every one of your regular training classes. You need to come to the leadership team class, and when you do, I want to make sure that you're learning and you're growing from it. So 30 days gives me an opportunity to really mold them and start to build that initial habit of what it's going to take in order to be a leadership team member. After they've been in it for 30 days, and you can make the probationary period as long as you want. You can do 90 days if you want. Sometimes the longer is the better, but I just put 30 days here to make it easy for you. But after they've done that probationary period, then they become a leadership team member. They actually get the leadership patch. Now, here's a suggestion, and this is working fantastic for me, and it's working for a lot of schools that are already using this idea in place. It's having a level of hierarchy for your leaders. So many people probably already have a level of hierarchy, and that's cool. If you don't, this one will help you. Even if you do and you don't do it similar, maybe it'll give you some other ideas and what you can add on. What my level of hierarchy is when they come on my leadership team, they don't immediately come into my school and start stretching out my students and running them through drills. They start off as a level one leader because I want them to use the leadership team as a source to apply the leadership skills that they're learning in their class. So they need to start initially working on those basic skills. So they become a level one leader, and basically they have two positions that they're either going to be assigned to. They're either going to be a greeter, or they're going to be a buffer. Now, I have three greeters in my school at all times. Greeter number one, basically what he or she does is she opens up the door for everybody who comes into martial arts school. And say, for example, Johnny's a greeter one. He's just opening the door for new people and for existing students and saying hello and welcoming them to my martial arts school. Johnny is building leadership skills by learning how to greet people properly and say hello and welcoming people. That's why he's doing it, because he's learning how to apply those leadership skills that we were talking about. Greeter number two sits with my students on deck. And basically, any student who comes in and is about to get ready for their classes, they sit on the east wall. So greeter number two is sitting with them, making sure they have good behavior. Also, greeter number two is keeping all the shoes and the sparring bags and everything else nice and neat, learning how to have leadership skills, being a role model for those kids waiting on deck. I also have a greeter number three, and basically the greeter number three is in the parent area, and the greeter number three is just helping out with my office manager or just miscellaneous duties, and we try to relate those duties directly to leadership skills. We also have a buffer, and a buffer is just one of those students who stands on deck at parade ref, and he knows exactly that's what his duty is. You know, before I used to just tell my students when they showed up for class, all right, well, just stand on the side at parade ref until I can figure out a way to kind of work you into my class planner. Well, now this is their duty, so they know they stand there in parade ref, and any time one of my assistant instructors or my head instructor or anybody needs an extra hand, that's what the buffer is there for. The buffer is also there to pick up targets, to gather targets, to do anything to make sure that the classroom runs smoother. That's the buffer's position. So basically, what they do is they get their leadership team patch, and they can assist a maximum of 6 hours per week. And you don't need to have them working a full day. You know, most martial arts classes, their children's classes, are usually from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock in the afternoon. So if they're working 6 hours per week, you can have them work Monday for 3 hours from 4 to 7, and you can have them work Wednesday from 4 to 7. And then you have another buffer who comes in on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then another buffer who comes in on Fridays and Saturdays. So you can keep it very well organized. It can help you a lot. Now, after you've been a level one leader for at least 30 days, then they can get moved up to level two. You can either have them test formally at your regular testing, you can advance them during your leadership class, or you can informally go up to Johnny one day and say, you know what, Johnny, you're doing awesome. I'm moving you up to level two. Starting next week, these are your positions, these are your duties. However you want to do it, you can do it whatever fits best as your needs. Okay, so what a level 2 leader is they act as an assistant to your junior leader or instructor during their assistant hours. Here's their position, the assistant instructor. What they do is they monitor the deck. They help those students who need special assistance during class. So basically, your assistant instructor knows the minute he or she comes in the class, his duty is to watch all the students. If you're doing mirror drills and half of the class has their right leg back and half of the class has their left leg back, which always happens, no matter what class you're teaching, somebody always has the wrong foot in front or the wrong foot in back or whatever, that's the assistant instructor's duty, just to walk around and make sure they have the right feet. And, of course, right feet or right hand in their techniques. And, of course, your assistant instructor is helping hold targets doing drills, and then your assistant instructor helps out in group activities. They assist in a maximum of 8 hours per week, and not only do they have a leadership patch, but they have the leadership pants, too. After they've been in that position for anywhere from 30 to 90 days, again, it's your choice of how long you want them to be in it, then you can move them up to a level 3. Level 3 leader, I have 3 positions for my level 3 leader. I have a tracker, a junior leader, which is one of my junior students, or an instructor who is adult. So basically, this is what a tracker does. I have a tracking card system. I'll probably always have a tracking card system in place. I've done the card scan. I've done the software way of tracking attendance, but I really just like having the entire visual of every single one of my students for more reasons than one. So basically, what all my students do is at the beginning of class, they all turn in their tracking cards. My tracker collects all the cards and splits them up in groups. My tracker also is watching the class and watching during drills. And say, for example, Johnny's watching class, and Peter's sidekick is just terrible. Right? You don't want to tell him his sidekick's terrible. You know, he's got weak technique. He doesn't have good knee position. He doesn't have good heel position. The motion of his kick is totally wrong. Well, my tracker is going to go up to one of my assistant instructors, give him Johnny's Peter his his card and say, look, you need to pull Peter to the side and work with him on his sidekick. Okay. So that's basically what the tracker is doing, is monitoring all that. Then, of course, you have your junior leader, who his responsibilities now, he can lead the class in stretches, basic exercises, games, and basic activities, and also the junior leader is one who's going to run through basic group activities. Of course, you also have your instructor. Your instructor is an adult. Your instructor can basically run your entire class if you want him to or need him to. Your instructor is a little bit older, more mature, so they take on that ultimate leadership position. They wear the full leadership uniform with the patch during their assisting hours. So, again, having this level of hierarchy now gives your leadership team members something to shoot for. There's many different ways that you can advance them through the levels. You can either do it based on how many hours they have assisting in class, or you can do it based on how knowledgeable they are in the leadership material. You know, basically, you decide on what you want them to do to qualify for each particular level, and you make sure that you clarify it with your leadership team members, and that really will help you maintain a good, organized structure in your school. See, I'm thinking back when I had 15 leadership team members, and I didn't really know what to do with them. Now, with 15 leadership team members, I know that I need at least 7 leadership team members a day. I need my greeters, I need my buffer, my assistant instructor, and my junior leader, and this is for each particular desk. So if you're running multiple decks too, you can cover a lot of areas by being very well organized in this. So, again, this is a great way to start your leadership team. Here's how we charge for our leadership team, and here's how we make it work. We offer the leadership program. The value of the program is all based on them building leadership skills. It's part of my Black Belt Club, Master Club, and Master Club Elite. Basically, Black Belt Club is your choice of one of the following programs: weapons, leadership, demo team, or competition team. Those 4. The Black Belt Club is $350 for the whole year, and you get to pick one of those classes that you can go to for the entire year. Master Club is $500 for the year, and you can pick 2. Master Club Elite is $750 for the year, and you get to go to all 4. So say, for example, Mom comes up and says, you know what, Johnny really likes classes, and he wants to start helping out like all these other people want to help out. What do I do to get him involved? Well, basically, these people are representations of our leadership team program. So what we do is we have a leadership program where we build leadership skills. And these skills apply to school, they play at home with their friends in the community, and also after they've been in the program for 30 days, then they can apply to be on my leadership team in my school so they can learn how to apply the skills that they're learning in class. If you're interested in that program, it's $350 for the whole year. It includes a half-hour workshop once per week. After they've been in it for 30 days, again, they can apply for the leadership team, and if they qualify, they can use that as a source to apply the leadership skills. See how transformational vocabulary? It works really well. It's very easy to sell. It's very easy to market within your school. Not only are you going to build fantastic leadership team members, you're going to build really good leaders, and also you can generate a lot of revenue that way. Say, for example, you get 10 people interested in your leadership team per month, and they're paying $350 for the whole year. That's an extra $3,500 cash that you're bringing into your school that you normally probably wouldn't. So keep that in mind. Another reason why having a structured leadership team program is so valuable to your school is because when a parent or a new person walks into your school, and they have this leadership team member who opens up the door and says hello to them right when they walk in the door. Him knowing that when he opens the door and says hello to you, he's working on his leadership skills. So when he says hi, hopefully he's saying hi in a manner that just knocks the parent's socks off. She's just totally impressed with this little kid's personality and presentation. And then the parent looks around and sees another greeter sitting down on the floor with all the students sitting on deck. And one leadership team member standing at parade rep during the class. And one leadership team member who's an assistant instructor picking up targets and monitoring the class. And then another leadership team member leading the class through drills. And another leadership team member who's the tracker, who's taking care of all the tracking cards and making sure that everything looks organized. I mean, it really is a very good system, and it looks great presentation-wise when people are walking in your dojo. Again, and it also keeps your school very, very well organized. So with that said, that should hopefully motivate you, inspire you, give you some ideas of how to make your leadership team program work and also how to make your leadership team work. There's so many more ideas that I haven't touched on, but of course, if you'd like any more information, feel free to give me a call, shoot me over an email, because I'd love to share with you all the additional ways that you can make your leadership team work. Also, now available through PPS Billing and also available through Schumann Concepts, is our leadership team manual. So if you're having a hard time finding leadership topics, there is a manual that is now available. You can email me for more information on that. That includes all your class planners. There's like 24 class planners based on leadership topics, also class planners on how to teach your students how to do stretching and warm-ups and the drills. There's even class planners on running community service activities, because that's something new that we apply to our school now. Is we have an instructor team who helps out in the school, and we even have a community leadership team, and that's a separate group of people, and basically their position is they do all of our fundraisers and all of our community service activities, and that's another fantastic team. It's a great way for students to learn leadership skills and apply them to real-life situations so that they can become a better leader in today's society. So, with that said, let's go ahead and open it up for any questions, any kind of comments that you guys have regarding the leadership team. Who wants to go first?
Melody, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if I was still muted. Where do you get the leadership patch and pants?
I get all of my products through Tiger Claw.
Through Tiger Claw, did you say?
Tiger Claw, yes.
Okay.
They can customize your uniforms. They already have, I use the Tiger Claw products. I use the Elite uniform. It's got a special stitching in the material. It's a very nice, very classy looking uniform. And also I use the standard leadership team patch. But they can also customize patches for you as well.
And do you charge them for the patch and the pants?
No, I do not. I should though. But I don't. I'm trying not to charge them as much for these things. I'm trying to charge more for the value of the class than I am for those products, because we don't have a significant amount of people consistently jumping into the leadership team program. So if I have to spend a couple $100 a month buying patches and pants and giving them to the students, I don't mind doing that. But you can sell them. Okay, other questions?
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Melody. My name is Al. I'm calling from Canada.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good.
Thank you for the fantastic presentation.
You're very welcome.
I just have a question about this you mentioned leadership team manual. We can get it through the website and download and print it, or how does it work?
No, you would actually have to order the manual. You can order the manual through myself, or you can order the manual through PPS Billing.
We actually
ship you the leadership team manual.
I see. How much does it cost?
The normal price on the leadership team manual is $299. If you're a Schumann Concept member, you can get it for $269. But also, if you're a PPS member, you can use your PPS reward points up to, I believe, $75 off the manual.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
And also, I have a quick question regarding the forms that you mentioned in your papers that I get regularly. Those, including leadership team, it says leadership team application or leadership team letter of acceptance.
Right.
When I email you, should I mention specifically one by one, or is it possible to send just a whole package of the application and letter of acceptance
as
a reference?
Yes, you could just send me one email and I'll send it all to you.
Oh, I see. Okay. Thank you very much, Melody.
You're very welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Who else has any questions? Chuck, you don't have no questions? Rich? Okay, last chance. Anybody else have any questions regarding the leadership team?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. You were talking at the beginning. You were saying that at one time you started paying all these people and you kind of got caught up in that. What do you do if you've been paying somebody already and you want to you really can't stop?
No, you can't stop paying somebody once they
So I basically, if I'm going to do it, I need to start a new program or start something like this. But because I do have some people that do that, but actually do pay them. And they're teenagers, but I can't take that away now. But definitely, I should move forward from here.
Yes, you definitely should move forward from here. They're grandfathered in as an official staff member. So now what you do for any new people is you say in what you need to do before you can even become eligible for a staff position is you have to complete the entire leadership team program, which you can actually make the program 6 months, 1 year, a year and a half, basically them moving through level one, level two, and level three. And after they've been a level three for a certain period of time, then they're eligible for employment.
And just a follow-up to that, you say, correct me if I'm wrong, but you say six people per 100 students?
Six people per 100 students?
Yeah.
Did I say that?
I don't know. Did you?
No. I don't think I did, but, it doesn't sound bad. It's not necessarily six people per 100 students. It's just basically if you have, say, for example, you're running a class of 20 students on your own, you want to have at least one person, one reliable person per 10 students in class, and then ultimately what you want to have is you want to have at least one warm body available per every five people in class, because really when you're running 20 students in one particular class, if you want to run it the right way and you want to split up in groups and you're doing a lot of pad work and stuff like that, you need at least four people. You need like four lines of five going on. That's ultimately where you want to be, especially with the younger guys. The younger classes you have and the more kids you have in there, you want to have less kids per line so that you have enough quality in there. Last thing you want is 20 people standing in one line.
Right. I was just trying to get an idea of, ratios, what I should do for each 100 students that, I have.
It's really hard to determine a formula just on a ratio of students, because your adult students don't necessarily need as much supervision as your children do.
Right, I'm just talking kids.
You're just talking kids?
Yeah.
If you're going to do ratios still talking about kids, you still want to think on a per-class basis. Because you may have 100 kids in your class, in your school, but maybe one class only has 5 people and another class has 15 people. So it's really hard to create one formula based on a total amount of students. It should be a per-class student. Rich, what I do is I'll refer you to the Organizing a World-Class Staff Report on the website. I believe it's in the January 2004 archives. So just go ahead and make a little note. And that should give you an idea, too, of what kind of staff members you want per class and what kind of positions you need. That should help answer your question.
Thank you.
Ellie?
You're welcome. Yes?
A good rule of thumb is 5-to-1 ratio with the kids.
Yes, 5-to-1 ratio is a good rule of thumb, having that warm body in class. Thanks, Chuck.
You're welcome.
Any other questions, comments for you guys out there?
Yeah, do you hear me, Melody?
Yes, I can. Yes, I do.
I got a question about your rates for the different programs.
Okay.
With your leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Are those, because I figured it out, it equals like $6.70 a week
mm-hmm.
for like one of them. Is that arbitrary, or is that based on your actual tuition at your school? Is it a percentage of your tuition?
It's not a percentage of my tuition. This is what we did is we used to have the Blackwell Club and Master Club with the long-term contracts,
mm-hmm.
Like a lot of people do. You pay a large down payment. Your monthly payment goes up a little bit, but you have to sign a 2-year or 3-year agreement. I didn't necessarily struggle, but my staff struggled to really sell those programs because the biggest thing that scared everybody away was just that long-term agreement. So basically what we did is we said, all right, we're going to make our regular tuition programs separate, and these are going to be kind of like a la carte or add-on programs. So that's why we charge your option of one of the programs is $350 for the whole year, two of the four programs is $500, and all four of the programs is $750. And that formula is actually working out really well at our schools because this is what's happening. We're enrolling now, instead of enrolling only 5 to 10 Blackwell Club and Master Clubs per month, we're enrolling up from 20 to 30 of them, and we're doing at least $15,000 a month just in those programs alone now.
Wow.
Because it's easier to sell. It's easier for the staff. And also because we're not selling the long-term contract, we are selling the actual value of the program.
Mm-hmm.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Good.
Melody?
Yes.
Do they pay for the program all at one time? What if they don't have the $500 or $700? Do you take payments on that?
Yes, you can do financing through your billing company in that way. Any way that you want. I personally... I'm very good at getting the whole cash up front because I think that helps me tremendously. But, of course, at the same time, not everybody can afford to just fork over a $750 check for a whole year of training. So, yes, you can have them finance it. And make sure when you have them finance it, you do it all through your billing so that it's easier for you to manage.
So those prices that you're saying are for per year, not the whole program?
I'm sorry, I just accidentally pressed mute. Can you say that again?
Okay. The price that you're charging, the $350, for instance, for the Black Belt Club, is that for the year, 6 months?
Yes, that's for the year.
For the year. Okay, that's what I thought, Melody. Thank you.
And you're welcome. And one more comment on that. In the past, when I've enrolled people, say, for example, on my Master Club, they had immediate access to my leadership team. We'll say a year from now, Johnny's in the Master Club. He was in the leadership class and in the leadership team, and he didn't like it anymore. So Mom's like, well, I'm paying for this, and you don't want to do it anymore. So what do? They quit entirely. Well, here having the program just be 1 year and separate from your other program, if Johnny doesn't want to do it anymore after a year, he just doesn't do it the following year. And he still has his regular training program in place, so it's not tied together. So that definitely helps, too. Okay, any other questions? No other questions?
Wait, I do have one more for you.
Okay.
Okay, now, because I have a lot of brown belts who are in place for this, and they've been leadership team without being called leadership team up until now.
Uh-huh.
Would you recommend fast-tracking them to level 3, or does everyone start off on the same level in your schools?
You know, it'd probably be, you could fast-track them if you want, but what you're going to do is you're going to downplay the value of the level 1 and level 2 in the
course.
So that's something to keep in mind. Maybe make their probationary or their period between each particular level a little bit shorter than the other guys. But try not to fast track it too much and try to avoid it if you possibly can.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Any other questions for anybody out there? Okay, guys.
I just want to say thank you very much, Melody. This is Jan Lapp, and I really appreciate all your help.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you very much, too. I really appreciate it. Guys, go ahead and take down my email address. It's melody@tpsbilling.com. Of course, if you're a Schumann Concept member, you have my email address. If you want the letter leadership application or letter of acceptance, shoot me over an email. If you'd like more information on some particular topics to cover in the leadership class, send me an email. I'd be more than happy to help you. Also, if you want information on that leadership team manual, that manual is great. It's 140 pages long. Originally, it was only available through APS Billing. Of course, Joe Galea is doing everything he possibly can to service PPS clients, so we're working on a way. We worked on a deal to acquire it, so it's available to both PPS members and Schumann Concept members. Again, email me if you have any questions. If you're a PTS client, don't forget that you have access to those 20-minute conferences that you can arrange to speak with me. Also, send me your feedback. We want to know what you guys want to hear for next month's teleconference. We want to know what you're liking. We want to make sure we service your needs. Please take advantage of the 20-minute consultations, too. This is something that PPS has gone out of their way to do for you. Joe Galea actually came to me and acquired me and hired my services at no expense to you, so that we can make sure that we're consistently providing you with fantastic service to help your school grow. So please take advantage of that, because he really did go out of his way to acquire those services. Again, you guys, thank you very much for participating in this month's PPS teleconference. Also, Schumann Concept members, thank you guys for jumping on. It's always a pleasure to have you guys support everything that we're doing. We'd love to get your feedback. If nobody has any questions, then that's it. Thank you guys, and then we'll talk to you guys next month.
Hey, Melody, your manual's great. I have that, and I've been using it.
Good. Very good. I'm glad that you like it. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, you guys, have a fantastic afternoon. Have a successful week, and please stay in touch. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you, Melody.
Thank you. Bye.